Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kid's corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. Revival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And a great weekend ahead of us. Lots and lots of stuff to do. And, of course, we've got the Casa Pacifica this weekend. And, of course, today is my mom's birthday. And, you know, that's just one another, how do you say, are they milestones or what are they? I don't even know.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it a milestone.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyways, I'm going to celebrate her life, and I just want to kind of shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for being there. You know, what's funny is some people say that everybody's there in the very beginning and then they kind of start to drip off, and that is very true. So yeah. Anyways, I'm just grateful that I have so many great thoughts for and memories from my mom. So I want to wish her a happy birthday, and anybody else that's having a birthday, happy birthday to all of you, anniversary, all those great things. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad. How you doing, Chad?
I'm wonderful this morning.
There you go. Good.
Happy Saturday.
All right. You got your coffee, your tea. You're all ready to rock
and
roll.
Had a little chocolate.
Oh, you're good.
I'm rocking and rolling.
You're good. Tom, how are you?
Everything's well. I'm hoping to get out of the studio and do the tower to
tower.
Oh,
you're going
to
do the tower. I did that last year. And did you do it last year?
I did it. No, not last
2 year.
2 years
ago.
Years
yeah.
Before.
Okay. I think because I didn't see you there. But yeah, good job. And again, you know, you rock at that stuff. So good for you. I encourage everybody to go out there. It's a great cause. And what are all the benefits do for the fire department, right?
It's for the Explorer Department of the Oxnard Fire Department,
yeah.
Which is a great organization. Some of these kids become firefighters.
Right.
Others just get into the, you know,
yeah.
It gives them a regimentation of how to go through the process of being part of a team, and then they might go off to college and be an accountant.
Yeah,
but it's a nice way to
it's a nice foundation. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, and I interviewed a bunch of those guys last year. Good luck, and again, another great cause, and that's Tower to Tower. We've got Casa Pacifica. Last weekend, I was in the circus. Believe it or not, I was a ringmaster over at Circus Vargas out here at the Ventura Fairgrounds. That was so much fun, and my baby boy, my twins were there, and lots of winners, and it was really good. And of course, John and his whole family are amazing. And of course, we've got tickets for the Santa Barbara. They're going to be heading up there to Santa Barbara and then San Luis Obispo. And so if you would like to win tickets, we've got some tickets left for you for that. You can just go on circusvargas.com for more information on that. Tomorrow is June 5th and 1 to 5, unless you've got VIP tickets, and that is the 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Beer Festival, and of course that's over at the California State University Channel Islands. So we got lots of stuff going on there. Today, we at Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization, and I'm so excited they have joined our team here. But they are hosting a 2016 Studio Channel Islands, and it's Arts Alive. It's the premier art festival, and there'll be over 100 artists there. Art studios, organizations, live music, good food trucks, entertainment, wine, beer, and gardens. Much more, and all ages welcome. So again, if you want any more information on that, all you have to do is go to studiochannelislands.org /events/arts/alive, and we'd love to share that with you. And if you haven't been there, oh my God.
You know, I was going to say too, I mean, I love art, and usually when we travel the world, we will pick an art piece and bring it back with us. So people don't realize that original art is actually not that expensive. You can go to Ross or wherever or Pier 1 and get a picture.
But I love what you do. Yeah, when you bring something back, I kind of do a piece of jewelry, okay? But you know what?
Jewelry art.
Yeah, we were at one of their collections on, oh my God, I have to remind everybody when this event comes around, but all their events, you get to pick out a piece of art and bring it home with you. And oh my God,
there's
a story, and it's passionate. People are really passionate about what they're doing. So anyways, I'd love to share that with you. I do want to remind you, if you are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We always start with a motivational moment. Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, and perseverance. Okay, help me out, you guys. Why is that not sounding right?
Perseverance.
Perseverance. Thank you. Okay, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, loving what you are already doing. And if you're not loving what you're already doing, gosh, you know what? You got to make a different change. So definitely, you know, we want to make sure that you're loving what your life is all about. So I know you have a shout out.
We do. We want to actually shout out to more... Mortgage. I was like,
that's
you
okay.
Got me going.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. Matthew and Shelby over there. Yep.
Yeah. Mortgage Couch. Yesterday was their third anniversary. They had music, food, beer, wine, and we just want to congratulate them.
I know.
You can reach out to them.
Huge party. Yeah. Yep.
MortgageCouch.com or call 805-676-0377.
There you go. And of course, everything went to Project Understanding, which is another great nonprofit. So again, thank you to Shelby and to Matthew.
I think this is going to be the day of our tongues being twisted.
There you go. Well, we do have a really great show for you today. And of course, we've got Kara Bradley going to be on. And of course, oh my God. The author of On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. And then we've got Vivian Latham going to be joining us from Elite Theater. And of course, we've got Agatha Christie's The Mouse Trap, supposed to be amazing. So she is the managing producer of Elite Theater. And gosh, we've got tickets for all these things. We want to include you. I want to make sure that you know that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call us and leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Call us, leave us your name and number and what you're calling about, and call all the way through all the shows. That's what it's all about. So get that number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We have Famous Dave's 20 Years of Texas Beef Brisket done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats, along with a poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Lure Fish House, experience their top tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce at 60 South California Street, Ventura. The Veggie Grills into has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. How about Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa that's off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard? Another great place, this one, to have breakfast. How about Pete's Breakfast House? Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town, 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. And finally, the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break, Town Center Drive in Oxnard. And how about some sugar for the hubby?
I know.
Can you get better donuts?
I know. Rolling Pin, and located in Camarillo. So
couldn't you just fall asleep to Tom's voice?
I know. He's got a
good
one.
It's so soothing.
There you go. Okay.
I have tapes and CDs.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Like little, meditation, you know. I like it. I like it. And, you know, I just want to do a real quick shout out. We've got the Feast of the Beast on the 23rd of June. And, of course, that's all. About the Boys and Girls Club and Cafe Firenze, and they're going to be on our show. We're going to be talking about that, and I would love to share that with all of you. Again, we talked about Circus Vargas. You can get tickets all the way up there. We got Rubicon Theater, and that's Clarence Darrow, and that's on right now all the way through to June 12th. We've got Elite Theater, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, and that's playing now all the way till July 3rd. And then Ghostly Evening is a movie fundraiser on July 20th. And see a private viewing of the new Ghostbusters movie at the Movie Co. Theater. And so we'd love to share all those things with you. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to kind of put all those out there. And you know what? Call in, get your name in, and we're going to give stuff away. So that's what this is all about, the brighter side of the 805. So again, call in right now and get your name in for all these great things that we're giving away. All right, let's bring Kara Bradley. Kara, are you on there?
I am here.
How are you?
Well, thanks. This is Kim.
It is. How are you?
Great.
Well, good. And we had a lot of business to take care of in the beginning there, so we apologize, but we're so glad that you're here. So tell us a little bit about Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine.
Well, this is a book that's based on 30 years of teaching movement and recognizing that when we show up right here in this moment without all the baggage of our busy mind and the emotional baggage that we carry, we do everything better. We just show up for life, for people, for ourselves in a way that we shine. We shine brightly.
Right. I totally agree. So, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I've been a yoga teacher and a fitness teacher. I was a professional skater and a skating coach for many, many years. So I've been moving bodies and training minds my whole life. I'm a lover of life and of movement and of human potential. And so I kind of, my work and my life are all just wrapped up into one message, really.
I like that. Okay, so what is The Verge, and how does one live on it?
The Verge is a metaphor that I use to represent this moment. This moment, we have an invitation to wake up to our lives, to see what's around us, to see what we're asking to do, how we're being asked to show up. And so living on the verge is simply recognizing that in every moment we have this opportunity to just be here, right now, with whatever life is offering us. And when we do that, we experience life in what I call high definition. It's like this vividness about life. It doesn't mean it's always awesome and wrapped up in bows and ribbons, but it does mean that we're going to feel more alive, feel more awake when we live in the moment.
And how did you come up with The Verge?
Well, The Verge was actually something that my husband introduced to me. It's a place in the Amazon where two ecosystems meet. He was down there living with an indigenous community. And this spot where two rivers meet on that plot of land is revered. It's revered because it's where nature thrives. There's more wildlife. There's more diversity. Everything is just really vibrant right there at the edge of land where two rivers meet. And it's called The Verge. And so when I heard about it, I started to look at where would there be a verge in my life. And what I came to after many years of looking inward and looking outward, is that the verge, the place where we thrive most, is actually right now in this moment. So living on the verge again is showing up in this moment between a moment ago and a moment from now. Right now is the verge.
So it way different than living on the edge, right?
Well, it's hand in hand, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
In a sense. I mean, I feel that it's so many people when stuff, bad things happen in people's lives, they either focus on the past or they focus how it's going to affect them in the future. And they don't just deal with whatever's coming their way at that moment.
Now time.
Yeah. And because nothing is... In the big scheme of the world, nothing is that bad. Really, it's not. I mean, most of the time in our lives.
Yes.
I mean, in some people's lives, absolutely. But we're not living in a third world country. We live in a society that we can walk out our door and have access to almost anything. So people don't realize how well we have it.
I totally agree. Now, in your book, you talk about high definition and low and high voltage living. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's what happens when we do, and the verge actually does mean edge. So it's interesting that you said that. You know, we're at the edge of this moment, right? We're always kind of unfolding. And so when we lean into the moment that we're in, when we are really just kind of right there on the edge of this moment into the next, there's a vividness that comes about. There's an aliveness that arises, and it is this energy, this wakefulness that feels like we're plugged into an outlet. And it could be just a wakefulness of peace, like an overwhelming peace or an overwhelming ease of being or an overwhelming positivity. So I call it high definition, high voltage, you know, to be a little bit, a little bit intense there with the wording so people realize, you know what, my life is happening right now. And when I'm not here, when I'm thinking about the past or tied up in what's going to happen in the future, I'm missing the moment.
You know, I think that's really interesting in that sense because I have 4 children. They're all kind of grown up now. Now I've got, you know, grandchildren. And I drive by their elementary school every day and I see all these people. And I kind of like went back in my mind of like, hurry up, you guys, we got to go. I got to get to the next. And sometimes I like, oh, I wish I could just be back in that place and kind of just have like, all right, so how was school? And you know what I mean? And so I love this because to me, sometimes we're such in a hurry that we don't enjoy the moment. And that's really what this is all about.
Hearing that, I hear, as a parent, I have an 8-year-old. And I hear that all the time, like, I wish they were young again, or I want another one, and I don't.
Well, because you're still young. He's still young, you know, and you're still in the,
Well, but my partner, he's always like, I wish we had another toddler, and I'm like, no, I love the age, and I love watching my son grow, and I thrive on every minute that he gets a little older, a little more mature.
Because you're looking for more of a friend. I mean, and there is so many different degrees because I love where my kids are now too. You know what I mean? And now they're creating their own children and their own. And so there is not that. And I was, you know, like I remember having a baby's like, okay, so all I do is take care. You know what I mean? Like, okay, now what's next?
Next.
You know? Yeah. And so there are different degrees. So, you know, I think not that you'll want that again, but if you just honor every step.
Yes.
I think that's message.
That's the key.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, Kara, do you have children?
I do. I have 2 girls. One just graduated college.
Oh,
and the
congratulations.
Other one's a junior.
Okay, congratulations. So, and now, is this your first book?
It is.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, great. And how long did it take you to write it?
Oh, about 2 years. Okay. It's a really amazing subject, and it's ultimately indescribable. So for 2 years, I kind of battled with the indescribable and how do I possibly put what it means to be alive and awake inward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the 5 verge practices. And if we could do that, that would be great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with...
Chad Atkins, founder of
Paul Wurtz.
I just
wanted to make I want to make sure you're on and up and awake. There you go. And of course, Tom is here with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get some tickets out to you. How about some Rubicon Theater and how about some Elite Theater? And again, call us right now, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that when you call in, we would love to get you on our newsletter. We've got 5,000 plus listeners on that newsletter, and it goes out every single week. And it tells you all the books that we're interviewing, all the people, all the events that are happening. There's more chances to win in there. And we don't share your emails with anybody, but we would love to get that in your hands. And I think you'll love it. And also, I do a little blogging, some tips on there. It's all good. And, of course, it's all about being part of the brighter side of the 805. And, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, we want to make sure that you like us on Facebook, follow us there, Instagram, what else? Twitter, chat bot,
Snapchat.
Oh my God, I really am, right? And also, make sure you get subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and leave us a review on there. You know, we'd love to just hear what's going on and which shows you like the best and which guests to invite back, all that good stuff. So again, we really appreciate you tuning in to us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Kara Bradley right now. We're talking about her book, On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. And kind of reminds me of what I say is look good, feel good, do good. You know, I'm a hair therapist, if anybody is new on my show today. And it is. It's all about being your best, showing up and really just being your best. And I know, Kara, you talk about the five Verge practices. What are those?
Well, they're practices to help us recognize when we are present. I think this is really important because oftentimes we think we have to do something more and be something different, but actually it's really about recognizing who we are right now, which is, by the way, the best version of yourself.
Mm.
You got it right now.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
Yeah,
and what are they?
So they are, notice this moment, simple mindfulness practices. It's actually a toolbox of practices that I offer in the book.
Mm-hmm.
To notice this moment, to recognize where I am. Where am I right now? Can I be here now? The second one is move my body. When we move our body, especially in a rhythmic way that I describe, it helps us to experience the moment more fully. We settle our mind, we relax our nervous system, and we show up in the moment more vividly, more brightly. The third one is meet my mind, which is now we start to settle into a meditation practice. And it can be 5, 6, 7 minutes. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes off the bat. I'm a big believer in starting small, staying steady, and building from there. Mm. And then the other Verge practice that I teach is called Notes to Self. Mm. It's a way of recognizing your inner dialogue, which I'm sure that you're into, this positive inner dialogue to keep us on the flip side of the negative and the constant berating that we all do to ourselves day in and day out.
Okay. And then you have one more?
Well, then I would go into Verge strategies. So the Verge strategies are ways to help us stay balanced. Balanced and awake, and be kind, stay in sync, be aware, and to let it go.
Balance is a hard thing, you know, for all of us, isn't it? I mean, it just seems like, you know, and if you have like a type A personality, right, you're either all in, all out, all, you know, it's like, okay, how do I, you know, keep balancing on that that rope of life, right?
Yeah. I'm a Libra, so I'm always balanced. And if I'm off, you better watch out.
Oh, I know when you're off, actually. Yeah, so there you go. And see, I'm like, you know, always striving to redo better, to redo better, which is not always good because my husband's why do you have to keep recreating?
You know? If you listen to her strategy, you are the best you right now. So why do you need to do better?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate that. There
Turning
you go.
It around.
There you go. I like it. So why do you quote the famous line from Star Wars, the force is with you always? What do you mean by that?
Oh, I love that. It just gives me the chills hearing it over and over again. Well, I trust emphatically, because I've been teaching so long and moving so many bodies, I see the potential in us, in every single one of us. And I trust that when we can settle down and stop overthinking and overdoing and just start to recognize where we're at in this moment, we access this force, this innate potential, this innate intelligence within us. We all can do this. It's a matter of trusting. When we let go of the having to do and having to think, that force arrives. It arrives in a big way in any moment. And that's living on the verge, is trusting that.
Wow, I like that. Okay. Just knowing that the universe is going to provide for whatever you have in this life, correct?
Yeah.
So, Kara, I have a question. So the people listening, you know, we all go through trouble and turmoil in our life, and some you hear you are the best you now. What do you say to those people that don't feel that way? What is it that you can shake them out of that and have them realize that from their experience, they are the best you right now?
That's a great question. What I offer and what I try to do every day in my own life is to recognize these small glimpses that are happening already. These moments when you see the sunset, when you smell the coffee, when you meet somebody's gaze. These moments that are these brilliant pauses in our lives that often take our breath away. This is what it means to be alive, is these moments. It's not, you know, what the bank account says or what the car we're driving looks like. It's these brilliant pauses of aliveness when we can start to recognize that that is my life. That is my life, that gaze, that smell, that moment when you see the birds just fly by your eyes, or when you lay down in bed at night with a big smile because it was a really good day, or maybe not so good day, but you got through it, right? This is it. It's turning your perspective to recognize these simple little moments of being on the verge that are already happening. You are already fully alive and awake.
Let's
start looking at that. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Now, you were voted by Mainline Magazine to have one of the top 5 dream careers. tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I got a call. It was interesting. I got a call from the magazine saying, yeah, we just voted you as having one of the top careers in the area. And I just burst out laughing because I don't think any of us ever really think we're actually plan out our lives, you know.
That's really an interesting thought, Kara. It's funny because I was just saying this to my dad. I was like, you know, I've never really put a business plan together. And Chad, don't start laughing at me.
Oh, okay, no, neither do I.
Okay. So I just, you know, and he's like, why do it now? Right? You know what I mean? He's like, why do it now? You've been really successful.
You've been flying by the seat of your pants
this
long.
And I have. But is there, you know, and I was like, well, I wonder if I should just kind of like recheck. And of course, that would go back into what my husband's like, always recreating, you know. But, you know, I just wonder, because if things are going okay, can you keep bettering them, or, you know?
I believe that dream boards are better than business plans.
Oh, I like that.
Because okay. If you don't reach for your dreams, then what are you reaching for? I mean, a business plan is linear. You can't go up, you can't go down, and it's stagnant to me.
Right, right.
So I love dream boards, and we're going to create one.
I know we are. Okay, I like it. I like it a lot. So, all right. So question, really quick, give us a couple tips that we can really, talk with and work with.
One of my favorite practices that I offer in the book, I know a lot of people have responded well to this, is skygazing. Can you pause every so often throughout the day and just take a look at the sky? Just gaze up like you did when you were a kid. Maybe it's night sky, morning sky. It doesn't matter what sky. The sky is vast. And when we look up at the sky and take a few breaths and just pause, we don't have to do anything. It's no special woo-woo practice. It's just looking at the sky. It changes our perspective from being small or being caught in drama to opening ourselves up to this vastness, this incredible brilliance of being awake and alive. And so that's a real quickie that I think everybody can do.
Wow, I like that a lot. All right. And where do we get your book?
Well, it's available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores. One thing I really like to say is I've got a free app with the book that anybody can download right away, and it's called On the Verge, and there are audio and video practices on there that support the book as well.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you being here. Share our show with everyone, and thank you so much for writing On the Verge. Wake up, show up, and shine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. You have a really great day. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Vivian Latham. And we're going to be talking about Elite Theater. And that is right here. We've got tickets for you. I'd love to share this with everyone. And again, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is playing right now. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118, or visit www.elitetheater.org.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm really excited. We've got Vivian Latham. Vivian, is that how you pronounce your last name?
No, it's Latham.
Actually. Latham. Okay, I'm so sorry. Latham. Okay.
She was adding a French twist to
it. I know, I was getting a little bit. She's English, so it's all good, right?
I've had Latham, I've had Latham, but actually the benefit of it is anyone calls me and pronounces my last name incorrectly, I know that they're probably a telemarketer.
I love it. All right. Well, anyways, I'm so excited to have you on our show today. And, of course, we're talking about Elite Theater and Company. And, of course, they're located right over there in Channel Islands Harbor. And you guys have done such a great job over there. And, of course, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is playing right now. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805.
Good morning, Kim. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are to start off with for our listeners.
Oh, my goodness. An actress. I recently got into producing at The Elite. Did my first play when I was about 6 years old and started studying seriously when I was in my 20s and moved to L.A. to pursue an acting career and have done a great deal of theater, some film and television and some independent horror movies that I hope to God nobody ever sees. studied and have lived in a few different countries, and I've got a few family members who were actors, and that was my inspiration to join the profession. And became involved with the Elite Theater about 2002 or 2003.
Oh, you've been long time there.
Long time.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Did a number of plays, quite a few. And then a couple of years ago, we were doing Jeeves and Bloom on our South Stage. We have two stages at the new Elite. We used to be at the Pettit Playhouse in Heritage Square, but we moved about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, we have two stages. In the South Stage, we were doing Jeeves and Bloom, and they needed a producer. I said, would you like to produce? I said, I don't know. What do I do?
Yeah, you're smart. I just always say, sure. And then my husband, we show up there, and my husband's like, what are you going to have to do? I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, it's funny. When I showed up at the circus the other weekend, my husband's like, what do you have to do? And at first, they hand me this little outfit. I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, just kidding.
Funny.
Oh, my God. I was like, okay, you know. So I'm like, I think I better start asking what I do from now on. So anyways, you're smarter than I am. I just always, like, show up, you know. But... So what do you do to, you know, with the Elite Theater Company? Or I should probably say, what don't you do? Because you probably do it all, right?
I've only directed one stage reading. I'm the managing producer, which means overseeing all of the productions, working with the individual producer and the director, basically to make sure that things get done. That we don't go over budget, that we stay on schedule. I work with Stephanie Rice, who's our... I always get these two mixed up because one's a PM and one's an MP. Mm-hmm. I'm producing manager. She's a manager of production.
Okay.
And she more handles the crew and again, making sure that just things get done and on time. And then sometimes I've produced individually as well. And that's basically letting the director work with the actors and working with their vision of what they want the show to be, and then making sure that we have the right people in place, set designers, set builders, costumers, crew, etc., to get everything done, and working with publicity and marketing.
Wow.
So it's partly business and partly artistic. It's a combination of both.
Okay. Go ahead.
It sounds like when things don't get done, she makes heads roll. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Either that or just roll up my sleeves and muck in.
And
there
get it.
There,
I love it.
My kind of woman.
I was just going to say teamwork. I'm like, okay, if it can't be done, I'll help you and I'll show you how to do it. You know? Yeah, there you go.
If it can't be done, okay, fine, I'll do it. Just tell me how.
Exactly. So let's talk about Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Tell us a little bit about that. And I'm so excited. In fact, I'm going to throw a pair of tickets out right now. If anybody's listening and they are interested in going, you're not going to want to miss this Elite Theater located over in their new location. And how long have you guys been there now?
About 3 years.
Yeah, over in the Channel.
It's the Old Maritime Museum.
Yeah, nice.
At
okay.
the intersection of Channel Islands and Victoria, so it's that kind of harbor area.
Yep.
Right by the water. It's quite beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay, I've got a pair of tickets, and if you could call in right now at 805-419-0008, we'd love to get you over there and go see Mousetrap. So tell us a little bit about Mousetrap.
Well, this is the 64th anniversary of the play.
Mm.
It has never closed in London,
mm-hmm.
ever. It's the longest running play in the world. And the story is Agatha Christie wrote it, I think first as a radio play for Queen Mary, who was a great fan of Agatha Christie. And then they turned it into a play. And Christie herself didn't much care for it at first. I don't think she thought it was her best play. She figured it would run for about 8 months, and that would be fine. It's never closed. And
wow.
they just keep bringing in new actors. Richard Attenborough was in the original cast with his wife, Sheila, and it just never stopped. It's, like I said, based on a radio play. It's a murder mystery, of course. It takes place in a hotel, country hotel. People who are stranded by a snowstorm. And someone's killed, and they have no idea who the murderer is, and they're stuck together. So they have to figure out who the murderer is before the next person gets killed.
Wow, I like it. I like it a lot. Now, tell us about the 4-star theater, the award that you guys got.
Oh, well, the 4-star theater alliance started about 7-8 years ago. There's a number of theaters in Ventura County. There's the Elite Theater Company, Ojai Act, Camarillo Skyway Playhouse, Santa Paula Theater Center, Caneo Players Theater, and Moore Park High Street. Now, those are the 6 that are involved in the 4-Star Theater Alliance. There's other theaters in Ventura County as well. And about 7-8 years ago, several people involved with the theaters thought that we should get together. There's a friendly rivalry amongst the theaters, but not much of a connection. And find a way of getting together, supporting each other, and then supporting each other's shows and giving out awards like the Tonys. So we started out with 4 theaters, then we added 2 more a few years later, and it really is kind of like the Tonys. You have representatives from each theater who go to another theater, watch all the shows the entire season, and at the end of the year, we get together and have a very long meeting, private meeting, and decide on outstanding lead actress, lead actor, supporting actress, supporting actor, outstanding direction, outstanding production, all those kinds of awards. You don't open an envelope. The winners are announced, and then in January at the Moore Park High Street Theater, we have our own award show. Kind of like the Tonys on a smaller scale, you have the host, entertainment. We have entertainment from each of the theaters doing a song, a monologue, a dance number, and we give out the awards. There's a montage of the entire season done by Steve Grumet, who's an Academy Award-winning filmmaker up in Ojai. We have a memoriam for those that we have lost during the year, a memoriam section, and then a banquet afterwards. And it's a wonderful way for people to appreciate each other's work.
Yeah, and celebrate within your organization.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I love that.
People who have met for the first time, that literally the first time we did it, the first banquet was at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally running around the banquet introducing people for the first time because some people work at different theaters and other people have their own niche and they kind of stay with that theater. And people, Francisco, this is so-and-so, she said, oh, yes, I've heard of you. So people were really getting to meet each other and work with each other for the first time. And it just, I think, develops an appreciation. It's a friendly rivalry, but it's friendly.
Mm.
And
you know what? I always think there's enough room in this world for all of us, right?
Absolutely.
And if we look at it like that, that's it's a win-win because
exactly.
We all lift each other up. And it's, you know, I always kind of go back to, you know, when we were in high school and the pretty girls and you'd look at them and go, oh, my God, they're so – I was always the one like, oh, my God, what kind of mascara do you – I want to use that. Or, oh, my God, I could do your hair because it, you know, it's like let's help each other be best,
yes.
You know. And so that's where I've always come from. But I love that. What a great way to celebrate everybody's talents and weaknesses and know how to strengthen each other. So I love
exactly.
that.
Support each other. you know, all the theaters have their own props department, costume department, some of their own crew. So you'll ring up someone and say, okay, we're doing this play and I need period furniture. What do you have that I can borrow?
Oh, what a great resource for all of them then.
Definitely.
That's perfect. Vivian, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but then when we come back, I just want to find out, you know, really the importance of theater in our lives. And I love going to go see a great play and just seeing how everybody captures, you know, I mean, they're so into what they're playing and it's so real. I just think it's something that we need to get all of our younger people involved in and just really share this with everybody. So will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we are talking about Elite Theater. Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is playing right now. If you don't win tickets on our show, you can always go to their website, Elite Theater, and that's theatr.org. That's elitetheater.org. And you can go and be a member. Be a member so you get into all the things that they're doing. So, again, definitely check them out. We're going to come back and continue talking with Vivian. And of course, I'd love to give something away right now. I've got some Urbane Cafe gift certificates. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I do want to remind you that we start our show every Saturday from 6 until 8 o'clock. And we've got lots of stuff that we're talking about. And I do want to remind you of all these great events. I want to make sure that you get on our newsletter so that we can get these in your emails. And so there's so many great events that are happening, great, all these different venues that we can share with you. So when you call up at 805-419-0008, share your email with us, and so we can get you on there and we can make sure you're winning all these great things that we have going on. Another great event that I want to share with you, they were on last week.
Yeah, the City Center is having their informational meeting on Tuesday, June 28th. From 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. This is a wonderful transitional home. It's called Champions of Change. Get out there. You can contact them at citycenter.org or call 805-628-9035. Remember, free dinner at 6 p.m., 7 o'clock meeting.
And what a great cause, really helping people to be their own champion and stand on their own two feet. That's really what that message is all about. Again, we're talking with Vivian from Elite Theater, and right now playing there is Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. And I hope that all of you get out there and see not just this show, but their whole venue, their whole shows. What's playing in the other theater, Vivian?
We just closed Frames.
Okay.
It closed last week. It was an original production, staged for the first time, courtroom drama murder mystery, written by a New York attorney turned playwright.
Wow.
And we actually had to extend the run by a week because we were literally selling out. And opening in a couple of weeks is Open Meeting Closed. It's also an original production, and I have not seen it yet. I've been a little busy. But it is written and directed by Michael Perlmutter, who's a local actor, director, playwright. And it's about six women in an AA meeting.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. When does that one start?
Oh, Lord, I don't have the date in front of me. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I think it opens in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
June 11th. No, yeah.
Yeah?
A week.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Great. Lots of good stuff coming out of there. And let me ask you, I know you were into acting and you got involved, but you know, how can other people get involved if they have a little passion for theater?
There's so much theater around here. Checking out the theater's websites or the Facebook pages, or just coming to the show and walk up to an usher or someone there and introduce yourself and just say you'd like to be a part of it. Some of the positions that we have pay, some do not, but it's a marvelous way for young people to get involved in theater, and it also, I think, helps them with whatever they want to pursue in life, because it is a job, and it demands discipline. We had several college students from Oxnard College last year, recruited them, and had them come in, and we had them work as stage managers, assistant stage managers, working backstage. And like I said, some pay and some don't. But even the ones who don't pay, it really is a job. It's a great way for young people to experience, say, working their first job outside of high school or during college, because you have to be on time. You have to be reliable. You have to be work hard. And it is a job. But it's a job within the artistic world. So it's a great way, I think, for young people to be involved and also learn some skills so that, for example, they want to move on and pursue theater elsewhere. It gives them a start. If they just want theater to be a kind of hobby or just an interest and they won't go on and want to pursue something else, it's still something to put on your resume and say, this is something that I was a part of outside of high school or outside of college, learning new skills and meeting people.
Right. Now, Vivian, talk to us about your membership there.
Membership in what sense?
Well, can your all the guests, can they, is there a membership?
We have season subscribers.
Season.
Absolutely, season subscribers, and they can contact us, leave a message, go onto our website. The box office is 805-483-5118.
Okay.
But it's www.elite. T-H-E-A-T-R-E, the European spelling, .org.
Okay, great. And as far as seniors and military and, you know, do you give special pricing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. The general admission is $18. Seniors, students, and military is $15.
Okay. And I know we just have a couple minutes left.
Yes.
Can you just tell about how it was founded, Elite Theater Company?
1994, Judy Heiliger and a few other people, I wasn't even living in L.A. at the time, founded a theater, and that was back at the Pettit Playhouse, Heritage Square, which was a beautiful place to work, small but beautiful, and just since then added on people. When I first became involved, Patty Strickland was the artistic director, and then she moved on to do other things, and Tom Eubanks, who is the director, playwright, published playwright, and actor, took over about 10 years ago. Time goes by so quickly. And we have a number of people involved. Some are retired and just enjoy theater. Others pursuing it as a career. Others just, it's an interest. And we get actors from all over Southern California because I think theater is very good, but it's also, we like to do new work. We do the classics, but Shakespeare and Noah Coward and that sort of thing. But we also like to stage new works by new playwrights. And Tom, as a published playwright, is very keen on a place where new playwrights can get their work staged for the first time. And so we've been very successful with that. We have a one-act festival at the beginning of every year, and we get hundreds, literally hundreds of submissions from all over North America, in the United States and Canada, from playwrights submitting their work.
And who gets to sit in on that? That would be fun to sit in and go, okay, do you vote for them? Like, oh, yeah, we definitely want this, or...
Yes, well, we have a play reading committee, and they read all the plays.
Wow.
Read them down, and then decide, all right, we're going to, from all of these hundreds of submissions, we're going to pick, say, half a dozen, and we'll stage them at the beginning of the year for our one-act festival.
Wow.
And that gives local directors a chance to direct, or maybe sometimes for the first time, a chance to hone their skills, and of course, all the actors. Some actors are double cast. And then that's something new. It's people seeing a play that's never been done before.
I love it. Vivian, I love what you're doing. I'm so excited for you guys to be a part of our show and a part of our team and a part of the brighter side of the 805. And again, give out the phone number so that everybody can get their tickets if they don't win them here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Box office is area code 805-483-5118-5118. Or go to our website, www.elitetheatre.org.
Perfect.
And, you can make reservations that way.
There you go. Thank you so much. And again, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is playing right now, right?
June 3rd to July 3rd.
Okay. And then the next one that's coming in is...
This one is Tom Eubanks' play. He's just started rehearsal. And again, it's a world premiere. It's called In the Midst of All That Is Good. He wrote it and rewrote it, and he's directing it, and it's a world premiere play.
I love it.
And after that, we have The Tempest, which is a co-production with Bill Fish's California Shakespeare Company, doing The Tempest, and then we'll finish off the year with All My Sons, directed by Brian Harris, and then our Christmas show.
So many good things. I'm telling you, we got to get everybody out there. And again, we're talking about Elite Theater Company, and that, of course, is over at the Channel Islands Harbor. Thank you so much. We are at the end of this hour. We got a whole nother hour again. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Put your heart, mind, and soul into even your smallest acts. This is the secret of success. Thank you so much, Vivian. And we'll talk to everybody in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.